Ah, Nevin, here you are. And welcome. Sit down now and take your ease. You passed me the book already.
Oh, I did. Yes, I did. And I have a sign for you.
Do you never leave the book out of your hand now? Is this the new thing? This is Nevin's, the nation's favourite food fast. I noticed you got Best Chef in Ireland winner 2014 on the cover. Fairly lively.
Isn't that nice?
Fair play.
No, that was not my call. That was the publisher's. I have to hold my hands up.
The publishers are very bright
but
people.
I was chuffed.
Yeah, it's lovely. Now, and what's this? The picture of an onion. What the heck? Minced beef and onion pie with souffle crouton topping. Is this what you want to do?
Yes, I thought we'd do two recipes using Irish beef. One of our best ingredients that we have, thanks to our wonderful farmers, the grass-fed beef.
Okay.
So two very different recipes, a beef stroganoff with fluffy rice and dill pickled shavings. And it's just very, very simple, a stroganoff that my mother showed me. So we'll talk through the minced beef and
onion
pie.
This is page 40 on your hymn sheet.
Yeah.
Okay, off you go.
Oh, your cat. So this recipe serves four. So this is what we call a very, very simple dish. It's a pie. It really is. It's a real family favourite.
Yeah.
So we're using some oil. We use one carrot, onion and celery stick. Just chop them all roughly. One teaspoonful of fresh rosemary. You cook that off, first of all. Then you add into that 400 grams of lean minced Irish beef. So try and get the best quality lean beef. Go to your local butcher. Mm. Make sure it's Irish quality assured. Into that, then we're going to cook that off. We're going to put one tablespoon of Worcester sauce, one teaspoonful of Marmite, which gives a lovely kind of beefy, interesting taste in this. One teaspoonful of some mustard, and then we have two teaspoonfuls of plain flour. If you are celiac, you can leave out, you can use a gluten-free flour instead.
Okay.
So you make this up, and then we're using 200 mils of beef stock. So we're just cooking the mince with the vegetables, and that can take anything from 15 to 20 minutes just to start that cooking process. Now the souffle topping, now this is optional. You can just use a lovely soft mashed potato if you want to, like a cottage pie, which is delicious.
Which I love,
home food, comfort food.
Yeah.
Comfort food is one of the nicest things. So this is a little bit different. We have 3 tablespoons of cream, 75 grams of butter in this, and then we have 75 grams of mature cheddar cheese. Dubliner is lovely, whatever kind of cheddar cheese you use. Once it's Irish, it's the best. One large egg white, so you whip up your egg whites, and into this we have some breadcrumbs. Bread, which is cut into cubes, so no crusts, we say about 2 to 3 days old. It's a great way of using up stale bread, actually. I should have said that. So about 5 ounces of that. So what you do, you whip up your egg whites, you warm up your cream, your butter and your cheese, put that into your egg whites, stir in the breadcrumbs, and then you put that on top of your cooked mince into like a casserole, not a casserole dish, like a Pyrex dish.
Oh yeah.
And that goes into the oven at 200 degrees, and that will take anything from 15 to 20 minutes because the mince is already cooked. So from start to finish, you can have this done in about 35 to 40 minutes.
Okay.
Now that doesn't include your chopping, okay? So it depends if you're quick at chopping carrots, it's the whole cooking process, finishing
so
it in the oven.
You'd want to be very
delicious.
Fast to make this fast.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's all about speed.
Yeah.
And it's all, listen, I mean, if you're under pressure, you can always buy some diced onion in the supermarket, cooked carrots.
Yeah.
They're there to help you. There's nothing wrong with
this
them.
This sounds lovely.
It is very tasty. It is very, very tasty. Mm. And, you know, you get a lot of flavour there with the Worcester sauce, the mustard, and then you have, of course, the Marmite. People think Marmite, that doesn't sound, but it does work really well with this.
That's gas.
When we were doing this book, Marty, we tested all the recipes in my cookery school. We would have tested every single recipe. So
and most people
work.
Have recovered, haven't
they? It was the best time, smart Alec. It was the best time to come to Black Lion for food.
God,
I had my family and friends and neighbours coming, because we got to test every recipe.
Yeah.
The next recipe
that's
is a recipe that my mother would have shown me how to make, and it's a beef stroganoff.
Okay.
And traditionally, in the recipe it says sirloin or rump steak. Now there's a big difference in price, first of all. If you get a nice piece of rump, it's absolutely fantastic. But for speed, sirloin will cook faster, definitely. So this recipe serves four, because it's a leaner cut.
Why?
You know, it's one of those, it wouldn't be, it's kind of like, it's one of the top end cuts.
And
you know,
sirloin is very flavorful.
That's fantastic.
Too.
It's one of my favourites, I have to say. So into this sweet paprika, you just toss the beef in that.
Oh.
A little bit of butter, cook off some shallot, button mushrooms, seal off your sirloin steak in a good hot pan first. So brown that off. Then into that you add in your shallot and button mushrooms. I have a clove of garlic in that. That's optional, but I think it works really well. And into the sauce now, I'm putting a tablespoon of white wine vinegar.
So this is flavour city, this one.
Yeah, this is delicious. Now, but what really helps it is the sweet paprika. So this would be a Hungarian dish, so it would be the stroganoff. Yeah, exactly. And as I say, I remember my mother making this to order. So when the customer, this is when I was very, very, very young, she'd make it in the pan. She made all her sauces to order. Amazing.
Yeah, you were telling
absolutely
me this before.
Fantastic.
I couldn't get over that.
So 150 mils of chicken stock we have in this, 4 tablespoons of white wine. And again, what you like to drink. It doesn't have to be expensive white wine. Mustard is in this. We're using Dijon mustard. You can use a French mustard, English mustard, but Dijon, I think, works the best. It's slightly sweeter, less subtle, and I think it's a really nice mustard in this. 2 teaspoonfuls of tomato puree. And interesting, what we thicken this and flavour this with is 150 millilitres of sour cream. Avamore do a lovely sour cream, or creme fraiche. Sour cream is better. It's lovely and tangy. That all goes into the pan, and you serve that with a little bit of some pickled, slight dill pickle shavings. You can get that in the supermarket, or fluffy rice, baked potato, mashed potato, some potato wedges, whatever you want to with that. It's delicious. This will cook from start to finish in about 25 minutes.
Really?
Yeah, honestly, it cooks really fast. Gosh. So it does. Because you're only doing four portions at the same time.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you can double it up. This will keep happily in your fridge for 3 or 4 days, and you can freeze it if you want to. So if you want to double up any of these recipes, it's fine. The only thing with the pie, the topping won't freeze, but the mince will.
We got into the winter food fairly lively, didn't we?
Well, you know, I was kind of thinking, let's pick two recipes coming up. Beef is great any time of year.
That's true.
Beef is fantastic. And I just said, listen, let's go with these two recipes. We love eating beef. Beef is our number one seller in the restaurant. Always has.
Always.
We sell more beef than anyone else. We get from John Stone, a fantastic quality assured butcher in Ballymahon.
Chicken would have been.
Oh God, no. Chicken is popular. So chicken, a lot of people cook chicken at home, and it's delicious if you get really good free range chicken. There's nothing nicer than it, but beef is number one.
That's
for sure. Yeah. Now, we just don't serve a steak. We serve it 2 or 3 different ways. We serve the cheek, and we serve the blade, and then we serve the middle cut of the strip loin, which is like the sirloin, but it is fantastic. Oh my God, I love beef.
I do too.
You know.
So that's our two.
Minced
beef and onion pie with souffle crouton topping, or beef stroganoff with fluffy rice and dill pickle shape.
Yes. So they're just two very different recipes, one in the oven, one in a pan on your top heat, one very, very fast. They're both very fast. The stroganoff is probably faster to make, to be honest with you.
And remember, lads, it starts with the minced beef and the onion pie with souffle crouton topping on page 40 in the brand new book, Nev Maguire, Nation's Favourite Food Fast.
All the recipes are on your website, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. All the recipes are on our website. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
If he lets you have them from the book.
No, they're there.
I'm only joking.
I'm trying to help you sell a book. That's all I'm doing.
No better man. Thank you, my friend.
Something to read in the winter.
Thank you, my friend.
Nevin, thank you kindly.
God bless.
And talk to you next week, please.
Look forward to it. Thank you.
Lovely fella, that you are.